It's 106, and you're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580, The Information Advantage. I'm Jay Pierce, in for Celeste Quinn today. And this will be a talk to the program director and a bonus talk to the station manager hour, as WILL station manager Dan Simeone is joining us on the program, too, this afternoon. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Jay. Good to be here.
Well, indeed it is. It's always good to get an opportunity to talk to listeners and find out what they're thinking. And if you have something on your mind, give us a call today, and we should be able to answer just about any question about WILL AM 580. If it's at all answerable, we'll tackle it. You've got probably a couple of the best sources to go to, since I think the buck basically stops here.
That's right. Well, sometimes people, too, have budgetary questions or questions about fundraising activities or whatever, and we'll try and answer those as well. So
do give us a call now. You can get on the telephone line, and by golly, you know, one of the things that I do not know about the radio station, because I don't do the telephone call-in programs often enough, is the telephone number off the top of my head.
333-9455 is the number if you're calling locally. And if you're outside the immediate dialing area, you can call 800-222-9455.
I had the 9455 right. The other part I wouldn't have. And our technical director, Jason Croft, just handed them across to me, so I have them posted now. And we'll go to line four, I believe, to begin the program right off the bat on the telephone. Hi, you're on the program this afternoon, the Afternoon Magazine.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. You should have these more often. Listener comments. I know you've had to transition over to your new building and things like that. And so I have a couple of comments here. One is about Focus 580 and the other is about Afternoon Magazine. This isn't a complaint or anything, but on Focus 580, if they could give upcoming programs a little more often. I know they've discontinued those on the half hour, but if they could say what the, like at 10 o'clock, if they'll say what the 11 o'clock is going to be, and then generally on the hourly breaks, they will say either what the upcoming programs are, and sometimes they will give the Afternoon Magazine content. That would help with the listeners if they could. They don't always do that. Mm-hmm. That would help. And then okay. For the Afternoon Magazine, I wanted to mention, I'm 100 miles northwest of you, and Focus 580 has been coming in better than the Afternoon Magazine. And I don't quite understand why, but I wanted to mention that about a week ago, there was an author, her name was Jan, and then D-E-B-L-I-E-U. She was the guest of Celeste. And her conversation was very difficult to hear. Her phone connection was very difficult to hear. And also, on that same program, there was a kind of an audio noise in the background. But now, I don't get that on the morning program with Focus 580, but it just seemed to be in the afternoon program. There's a background roar, and then the audio, and then the phone connection was so low you could hardly hear the guests. So maybe you could have somebody in your technical department maybe audit, listen in on how the program is coming through. So it might be something they can take care of.
Yeah, we've been working on that. We've had some tweaking to do on our phone system in the new building, and that should be pretty close to being corrected, as I was able to ascertain at our staff meeting this morning.
Let me ask you a couple other questions, if I can. Was it just that one program in the afternoon that you heard that?
No. On Celeste's program, Celeste's programs in general aren't as clear as Focus 580.
Well, they do, just so you know, for future reference, they do come out, the programs come out of different studios. So
we
are using different equipment. And Jay mentioned, we're still sort of tweaking things and bringing things up to speed. So it's real good for us to know this kind of thing. And sometimes it's difficult for us monitoring inside the building to really get a good sense of this. So this is really helpful.
Yeah.
So you notice it is just
the last program.
Yeah, the program is just in general more difficult to hear.
Yes. Both her audio and the phone connected audio.
Uh-huh.
In fact, they aren't even the same on the same program. The phone connected on Celeste mm-hmm. isn't as good as her voice, but mm-hmm. her voice isn't as good as the Focus 580 program.
Hmm.
So in general, the Celeste program doesn't come through as well, and so I just pass that along.
Well, I appreciate that observation. That's the kind of information that's really helpful to us, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll take that into account. We'll see what we can do. Thank you very much. And let's go to a car phone now on line one. Hi, you're on the Afternoon Magazine.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I just wanted to compliment you on adding Amy to your morning news. I have known of her, and I know her well. She just adds a lot. And she does such an excellent job. I really love listening to her voice on the phone. I was on the radio. I was just amazed to hear her one morning and go, wait a minute, you're on the wrong station.
She's often asked
me if I've listened to her. I said, no, I'm a WILL junkie. I never listened to any other station. So congratulations on a nice addition.
Well, thank you for the comment, and we'll certainly pass it on to Amy. Yeah, it's very nice to have Amy Morris on the staff. Let's go to line two now in Champaign. Hi, you're on the Afternoon Magazine with us.
Hello. You know, because we listen so all the time to WILL, the people on it often almost become family members. I mean, you talk to them every day, and so I really have enjoyed the people that you hire. Craig Cohen is very nice person to hear in the morning, and Jay also is a nice addition. But I'm just wondering, what happened to Vince Duffy?
Oh, sure.
Right, we can answer that.
Vince took a position as a news director at a station that was actually affiliated with the university that he graduated from at Kent State. Vince is a graduate of Kent State University, and this public station there, which, by the way, is an excellent station, WKSU at Kent State, they hired Vince as their news director. And actually, since that time, he's actually assumed some additional responsibilities there. And he just recently won an award for a feature that he put together on a marble tournament that they have there every year. I don't recall what the award was.
It was a Murrow Award.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a major national award,
right.
Edward R. Murrow Award,
right.
For work that he did. And, Vince was a tough person to lose. He was an excellent, he did an excellent job for us for many years. And
yeah.
But it was also an opportunity for him to sort of move back home in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the reasons why he and his family relocated. But he also had completed his doctoral work here at the University in Communications. I think he's still doing some thesis work. But we miss him. We hear from him occasionally, and
I must have missed the time you announced that, because I know you usually do announce that.
We try to, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we did in Patterns, one of the issues we mentioned.
Uh-huh. I was wondering one other thing.
Sure.
I'm a real fan of Scott Simon. And on Saturdays. I'm disappointed that it's so early and it's only once.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an intelligent show and so amusing, and it just seems like it has everything. And I just wish we could have it again, even if you had it on Sunday. I mean, any time it was always good.
Yeah, that's a tough one. And we go over and over about that ourselves. About Saturday, because Saturday morning is such a solid block of programming, following it up with, of course, Car Talk, which comes down from NPR live at that time, and then being able to have Sound Money live at 10 so you can call in on the program. It's hard to find a place. It's not like Sunday morning where we're able to run the program twice, so it extends later. But it's always under consideration, and you know, we'll see if sometime in the future a time might present itself. It's just it's a tough time. It's a tough morning to find time to plug something in or extend it. Let's go to Bloomington, line 3. You're on the Afternoon Magazine. Hello.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
I have several things I'd like to ask you. Mm-hmm. Do you plan on resuming the hourly time signal? I'll ask all the questions, and then you can answer them.
Okay.
If you'd like to. Would it save money if you dropped the hourly NPR news? Do you have caller ID, and if not, why not? And I'd like to know why that the FM station last Friday night repeated the David Miller Swinging Down the Lane show from the previous Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Could you answer any of those questions for me?
I think we can probably answer most of those. As far as the hourly signal goes, it will be back. It's one of those things that is just on the list. As you can imagine, when you move like we did completely, your whole technical plant from one facility to another one, the list is a long one. And we're getting to the things on the list as we can, trying to give priority to the things that we really consider to be most important, like making sure that the phone systems work and that all of the studios work properly and that sort of thing. And we are going to have the hourly signal back. It's just a matter of a little time until we can get things hooked up. You want to take the NPR news question?
Well, yeah, we could talk about the NPR news question. Yes, the answer is yes, we pay for it. So if we dropped it, it would save us money. But it goes into the larger issue of why we carry NPR news and NPR programming to begin with. And I suppose that, yes, initially the answer to the question would be, yes, we could drop it and save money. But
right.
is that a consideration? And, well, the answer right now is that a lot of our information that we get back in research tells us that a lot of people listen to the station for the NPR news, and it's part of our overall identity.
The other thing is that as a separate service, the newscasts themselves are really pretty inexpensive.
Yeah,
they're a very small part of the overall news package from a financial standpoint. So we really wouldn't save all that much money if we dropped the newscast.
And then the question becomes, where do we get our news service from?
Right.
And obviously, there are other places to turn. Do you have a particular comment that you'd make about the NPR news as to what might bring that up?
Are you speaking to me, sir?
Yeah,
regarding the NPR news.
Well, I just wondered if it's necessary to have mm-hmm. those hourly newscasts.
Yeah.
When you have the morning service and the evening service,
mm-hmm.
I don't, well, I certainly wouldn't miss it if they weren't on.
Well, that's a valid.
It's up to you.
Yeah, it's a valid comment, and you know, we're always considering different things. I guess we feel that it fills in between the magazine programs, and then into the evening it gives you the hourly update on news. But you know, your comment goes into the mix with everybody else's.
I think particularly where we'd miss it too would be if there was a major breaking story,
mm-hmm.
national or international story. Particularly when if there were significant developments between the two major news blocks, morning and afternoon, you know, our NPR news connection is really one of the only ways we have outside of just our own wire service of really staying on top of an important breaking story.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the other thing. You asked about caller ID, and
right.
I have an opinion about that, and Jay may as well. We do not have caller ID here. And I think one of the reasons we don't, particularly as it relates to our on-air call-in programs, is that we really
want to preserve the anonymity.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want people mm-hmm. to feel like you know, they have to identify themselves mm-hmm. by their phone number or their name
right.
or anything when they call, and that way people can be pretty free to express their opinions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when we do take the calls, we don't you know, really go through a screening process like. like some other stations do, of, you know, asking you your question first and making sure it fits in with what we're talking about and the like. We like to keep it an open discussion and let all the comments in. So we don't want, you know, anything that would give the appearance that maybe we recognize a phone number and we're not going to let that person on the air. We don't want to get into that. So,
appreciate that, sir.
Sure. As far as the FM repeating a program, I don't know. We'd have to ask Jake Schumacher, the FM program director. I could speculate as to why, but I don't know.
I think the reason. It would be very unlikely that we purposefully repeated a program. So it may be that it was just an error that we played the same program by mistake. It happens occasionally. We try to eliminate as many of those problems as possible, but I suspect that probably was just an error.
So, okay, well, thank you very much.
Sure. Okay, thank you much for the call. Some of the programs, and that happens on AM 580 from time to time. The programs are recorded and played back later, and sometimes the recording doesn't get made. A person will check and hear that a program is there and assume it might be the right one, and it might indeed be last week's. Tangier, Indiana, is that the correct pronunciation on line 4?
That's it.
All right.
That's it.
How are you
this
afternoon?
Station manager?
Well, this is the program director. The station manager's right
Hi, this is Dan. Can I help you?
Sitting on it.
Well, I just called to tell you what a terrific job I think you're doing.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
I guess I'm a, what, new listener? I probably listened to you about a year.
Mm-hmm.
I love Click and Clack. The Tappet Brothers. Love them. And I think it's great that you can repeat them, too. You know what I mean? On Sunday?
On Sunday, yeah.
It's great. I've, for the most part, I hate to say this, but I've always pretty much listened to WBOW. Are you familiar with that out of Terre Haute?
Terre Haute, yeah.
They have dropped Bobby Likas. You know who I'm talking about?
Tom Likas.
Huh?
Tom Likas?
It's Bobby Likas.
Bobby,
you remember him?
He does the
car show.
Oh, we're talking about two different people. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the talk show.
Is there any way, have you ever thought about trying to get Bobby Likas on there?
Well, there are certain programs. You see, we're a non-commercial station, and that's probably a commercial program.
That's right.
That would be tough. We can't run the commercials.
He likes to plug Valvoline oil.
Right, exactly.
You're not allowed to do that?
We're not allowed to do that. So, we have different guidelines for running our underwriting than commercials do.
I can hardly hear you.
I'm sorry. I'll get closer to the microphone here. I lean back a little. We have different guidelines as to how our underwriting works versus advertising. And so, no, there are a bunch of programs out there that are probably, you know, pretty good programs, and they get pitched to us from time to time, and people do ask about them, but some of them we just can't do.
Wayne LaFiere, Gun Talk.
Yeah, I've heard him.
Uh-huh.
I've heard him.
You can't get that, can you?
No. That's another commercial network. On a commercial network.
But I'll tell you, I love Click and Clack, and I like. I can't remember the guy's name. He's the storyteller you have on every, Sunday?
Yeah, that would be Garrison Keillor.
Garrison
Home Companion.
Is fantastic. Yeah. Lake will be gone.
Yep.
Lake will be gone. Keeps us in stitches out here, you know.
Good. What now, where is Tangier, Indiana? I'm not familiar.
Probably 12 miles north of Rockville, Indiana. You know where Rockville is?
No, I don't know that either.
Where are you located?
Well, we're just, we're in from Covington is right about the border.
You know where Paris, Illinois is?
Yeah, yeah. Are you east of Paris?
We're probably, what will it be, 30 miles northeast of Paris.
So Terre Haute would be south of you.
Okay, Terre Haute. We're about 40 miles north of Terre Haute.
Okay, good. 30. That pinpoints it pretty well.
But I'll tell you, you just come in here great. As far as broadcasting and reception.
Good.
And we just love, you know, love your shows.
Well, thank you very much
for
the call.
Lot.
And thanks Appreciate for
it.
Listening. Let's go to line 1, Westchester, on the air, on the Afternoon Magazine. Hello.
Yes, I just wanted to address your first caller, some of his concerns about what's being going to be presented on Focus 580 and Afternoon Edition.
Right.
Well, every Monday morning, I go down to the local Westchester Public Library, and they have internet, and I go out and get on your website, and I print up the program topics for Focus 580 at 10 and 11 o'clock, and also Afternoon Magazine at 1. And I have, looking at right in front of me, all the list of your fine programs here. And I'd like to invite other listeners that have computers or have access to the internet one way or another to dial up your internet web address, which is www.willuiuc.edu. Mm-hmm. And from there, you can link yourself through the program schedule to the what the topics are on your afternoon program.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you very much.
I'm the guy that once in a while sends you an email when you don't get it up on Monday morning. So I'm the pesty guy from Westchester that sends you those emails.
Well, we'll let Denise know. Denise Perry takes
yes,
care of that
for us. Yes, she
does
that, except when you have holidays or something like that.
Right.
Another thought is that you might someday want to have like a list where people could subscribe to this for through email that you would Monday you would put all the program topics on your your top shows there and mm-hmm. we could have it sent to us by email.
It's a thought.
Okay, so you keep up the good work. I really like your show. We have an FM station in Chicago. I'm in there near Chicago, so we have FM, but I prefer listening to your show most of the time.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
a lot.
All
right, thank you for the call. Email subscription on that might. Might be a good idea. Another way to find the listings, of course, Patterns Magazine, which is our monthly program guide. And you can also check us out on the Usenet news groups, uiuc.org.will.announce. And it contains listings and up-to-date information on our programming as well. It's another way. Besides listening on the air, we do try throughout the day to forward promote, especially during Morning Edition and during All Things Considered, what will be on the next Focus and Afternoon Magazine programs, much as we can. Eureka on line two. Hi, you're on the Afternoon Magazine with us.
Hello.
Hi.
I want to inquire about a familiar voice. Michael Roth, I guess he's had various associations with you. He does the programming for FM music and stuff like that. And I wonder if you could clarify. I had the impression that he used to be with you folks, and then he went with that Chicago Broadcasting Center up there. And what is his relation now? Is he in Chicago or is he down in Urbana?
Well, Michael, you're right. Michael worked for us on a full-time basis for several years and did our sort of midday programming for quite a long time. And then he took a job a few years ago now in Chicago for WFMT and worked on their Beethoven satellite network. This is a classical satellite network that offers programs to stations all around the country.
Yes.
And Michael is a regular part of their schedule. And since we use some of the Beethoven satellite network on our FM station, you do occasionally still hear Michael on WILL. But generally, it's a part of the Beethoven service that we receive. And so it sometimes depends on which day part he's working as to whether or not he's on the air with us or not. But he is working out of Chicago now. He does occasionally come down and join us for a live shift once in a while.
Yeah.
He actually, last time I talked to him, he said one of the things he really misses is having the opportunity to do live radio because, of course, much of the programming he does for the Beethoven Satellite Network is on tape. And it's not quite the same. And he does enjoy doing a live shift now and then on WILL-FM, and of course we're always happy to have him join us.
Yes, well that's very fine, and I hope you will continue it.
Thanks. Sure.
Thank you for the call. Our telephone number is 333-9455. That's 333-WILL in the Champaign-Urbana area. If you're calling from outside the area, 1-800-222-9455. I'm Jay Pierce, Program Director of AM 580. Dan Simeone, Station Manager for WILL, is alongside. Jason Croft is our Technical Director. Harriet Williamson is the Production Assistant for the program. And this is the Afternoon Magazine. We're sitting in for Celeste Quinn today. She has a well-deserved week off. Craig Cohn will be the host of the program for the remainder of the week. And let's continue on since we do have more phone calls, Dan, to Indiana now on line three. You're on the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I know your transmission power varies with the season, you know, when the sun, but the sun, I think it is, isn't it?
Right.
That's right.
And but you never announce, you know, what those, when you change your power. Do you?
No.
I think it'd be helpful to those who are on the margin, you know.
You know, that's a good idea. We do put it in the Patterns magazine each month. If you receive Patterns magazine each month that comes out, we do list what the power change time will be. It's something we could consider doing on the air, because during times of severe weather, we've started doing that recently to let listeners who are outside of Champaign-Urbana, because basically after the sun goes down
or comes up
or before it comes up, we're basically limited to 100 watts, and that's pretty much covers Champaign-Urbana.
Well, I have a specific question about this. Mm-hmm. This Sunday morning, have you already started lowering your power? Because this Sunday morning, Radio Deutsche Welle didn't come through until, you didn't put your power on until about 7 o'clock.
This Sunday morning, that was an error. It should have been up earlier. It should be up, I don't have the exact list in front of me right now, but it should be up before 6 o'clock in the morning. We should be at full power, and we shouldn't go down until after 7 o'clock, closer to 8 o'clock at night this time of the year. And this Sunday morning, that was an oversight on the part of the operator. They did not get the power raised. That's something that the operator has to physically do themselves.
And, in person, or is it automatic?
In person. No, it's not automatic. It has to be done in person. Mm-hmm. And it just was not done in time.
Okay, so, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for the call. And for the rest of July, just information-wise, in the evening, the power drops to 300 watts, 335 watts to be specific, at 8:15, and then at 8:45, we go down to 100 watts for the rest of July. That's confusing because it does change every month, and it changes right, depending upon whether we're on Central Standard Time or Daylight Time, too. But that is something that is in there. We might consider putting that on the Internet site for added exposure. And
another thing to keep in mind is that it is tied to official sunrise and official sunset. It's not right on the minute or the second or anything,
right,
but the times are established based on official sunrise and sunset. So if you don't have the exact number, you can usually figure that's pretty close to the
pretty close.
That the sun rises will be at high power, and pretty close to sunset will be going back to low power.
And just a few years ago, the station would have to go off the air.
That's
instead
right,
of staying on at
that's
night,
right,
at the low power. So that is a step ahead in that area. Line 4 is a caller from Champaign. Hi, you're on the Afternoon Magazine.
Yeah, Dan Simeone, what happened to that $139,000 that you were short?
Well, that's a good,
good question.
I'm glad you asked so that I could sort of update everyone on that. It's always difficult as we approach the end of the fiscal year because we never have an exact figure until well into the month of July. So it's a little bit difficult to give an exact figure to people and to let people know at the end of the year exactly how we ended up, because by the time we really know, we're already well into the month of July and into the new fiscal year. But I think in the future what we're going to try to do is sort of give people at least a ballpark number so people know how we ended up. And this time around, believe it or not, we're still sort of counting a bit, but we're in the range of about 40. We missed our goal by around $40,000 or so. And that certainly was a big improvement from the figure you mentioned, which is where we started at the beginning of the month of June, which was close to $140,000. We got that figure down all the way to about 40 or so thousand.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, from my standpoint, that is a manageable number.
Yeah.
Because you have to understand that there are a lot of other revenue figures that play into our budget picture every year. The listener support is certainly one of the major sources of revenue. In fact, it's the largest single source of revenue that we have right now.
But you can make an announcement that people can contribute all year long if
absolutely,
they want to.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, obviously we try to keep our on-air pledge drives to a minimum.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to interrupt programming unless it's absolutely necessary. And we try to do that, you know, a few times during the year for brief periods of time. because we have to in order to particularly to add new members to the membership rolls. But we also, of course, accept contributions anytime all year long.
Right.
And that's something that, you know, maybe we should emphasize more often, I guess, because sometimes people think, well, the only time I'll contribute is when they, you know, directly ask for it.
Correct.
During a fund drive. But there's certainly, you know, anytime anyone wishes to call with a membership contribution, we'll be glad to accept it. And, you know, it's really, really the lifeblood of our service. Because now, you know, about 37% of the money that we use to broadcast these programs comes directly from listeners. So that's a large percentage of our budget.
Okay. Thank you for answering this question.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much for the call. And now let's go to line one, Rockville, Indiana. Back to Indiana. Hi, you're on the Afternoon Magazine. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I wanted you to know I was listening and heard you say you didn't know where Rockville is. my husband and I are longtime supporters of WILL, and I thought I'd call and let you know where it is.
Where are you?
It's on U.S. 36 between Terre Haute and Indianapolis.
Okay, I know exactly where that would be.
And it's home of the Covered Bridge Festival.
The Covered Bridge Festival.
Yes, which we have every year, I think it's the second weekend in October through the 3rd. We have lots of visitors from Illinois.
I've been there. It's beautiful.
Yes, beautiful. You know where it is.
Yep.
Very good.
Very nice. Well, I apologize for my geographic deficiency as far as Rockville.
Well, if you ever get out there for the Covered Bridge Festival, you won't forget where it is again.
I will make a point of it. I definitely will make a point of it.
And we thank you for your programming. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling and giving us the information on the Covered Bridge Festival for me, by the way, because I do happen to like covered bridges, and I'm trying to make it down there. That's a beautiful part of the country, too. Line 2, Robinson, Illinois. Good afternoon. You're on the Afternoon Magazine.
Good afternoon. I wondered if you could tell me how well you are